your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Ferrari's Pizza and Deli in Beachwood will satisfy whatever it is you crave, from their delicious thin crust grandma's pizza to cheesesteaks, wings, subs, and Italian dinner entrees. Check out their menu and more at FerrarisPizzaAndDeli.com. Boy, a little grandma's pie sounds about nice right about now.
Yeah, send one over if they can. Maybe they can get it here just in time.
For the post-game show.
That would be perfect. I'll take it. Both teams have made their way onto the field. Couple of quick notes before we get back to action here. A couple of games up in Monmouth County. We've been trying to track down some scores. Wall and Ocean, haven't seen any come across on that one. We do have a score, however, on another big game in B North. That is Matawan and Long Branch, which is tied right now at 10. That game is at the half. Some stats as well from Dave Bickey, who's here covering the game. Our game for the Asbury Park Press. Here's what he threw up, Kevin. Southern minus 39 yards of rushing and no first downs of which to speak of in that first half. Jackson with 137 yards of offense, 81 coming on the ground.
Well, I said I think the only play they really made of any substance was the touchdown pass to Gazicki. Now, you said minus 39. Obviously, some of that lost the yardage and sacks. But that would mean, Matt, in their last two games, Southern has minus 53 yards rushing. Hard to win football games with those kind of numbers.
Sure is, but yet here Southern is within just a point of right now Jackson, who did win the opening coin toss and will receive the ball here in the second half.
Were you looking for a Wall Ocean score?
I was. That was
I
did
one.
Not pass along.
Wall is leading 6-0 at the half against undefeated Ocean.
That would be a major upset.
Oh, I would say yes. Again, only at the half. A long way to go.
Well, we get set here for the second half kickoff, and it will be the backup kicker, Kyle McDonald, who will handle these chores right now for the Rams, with, of course, Rob Yazor bothered by the injury, not playing tonight. Aaron Curitt and Mike Christie back deep. This one is in Curitt's direction. He will watch it trickle past him as it bounces at the 10 and rolls into the end zone, will come out for a touchback.
Well, Southern will be very happy with that, with Jackson starting first and 10 at their own 20. Jaguars, after a slow start, started getting things going on the ground with Glover in that first half. Also did a nice job, a couple of passes to Bradley out of the backfield for big gains.
Jaguar offense dictated by the ground game. Kanai Glover, who's got the Jags' only touchdown, will stay in the backfield with DeMayo, who for the first time tonight will operate out of the shotgun. Spread look, and Jackson will give it to Glover off the right side. Get about four. Bailey Bellissimo on the tackle. Second and six coming up after that four-yard pickup.
Bellissimo, a rugged inside linebacker, was injured early in the season. Was not able to go both ways until recently, but starting to really get in shape and playing well.
Three wide set, two right, one left. Here is Glover again, trying to bounce it to the outside, coming left. Stacked up at the 27-yard line. That's a gain of just about three. Tackle made by Ferraro and Bellissimo. It'll be third down in just about 3 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. This is the opening drive of the second half. Jackson leading Southern 7-6.
Glover on first down, Glover on second down. Will it be Glover on third down? And short, third and about two. Keep this opening drive going of the second half.
Back to the eye. Bradley and Glover will go. Ball from the left hash mark. Fumbled snap.
Oh, boy.
DeMayo able to fall on it, but spoils the play and a potential first down. And the Ram defense will hold here on three and out to begin the second half.
That'll be a little unsettling to offensive coordinator Corey Lavin and head coach Walt Kristopic. You don't even get a chance to get the first down. You fumble the snap.
Vinny Celedonio moving back into punt formation. Kolechia and Halliday, the two return men. Pressure coming again by Fasica. Celedonio will have it bounce. It'll hit a Jackson player and will be down at the Southern 43-yard line, where the Rams will get their first crack here in the third quarter in pretty good field position of which to start. Exactly 2 minutes off the clock, 10 remaining in the third quarter.
You know, Matt, did not get a chance to mention in the pregame show, during the pregame before the game started, actually, that Mike Smith, the former Jackson head coach, is back on the staff as a defensive assistant. Took 2 years off from coaching completely, but back now working with Walt Kristofic and very happy to be an assistant coach.
It is a little bit of a change when you go back. Pressure not nearly as high. Wing receiver to the right, single man up top to the left. Here is the give. It will be to Jensen. A check it. It will be actually number 25. That is Ryan Winkler on the carry. Ken Bradley with the stop. Small gain on the play. A yard, just about a yard. Make it second and 9 now coming up.
Just trying to find anything that will result in some positive yardage on the ground. Smith had stepped down as head coach. He's got two kids in high school. Said, you know what, when they're done, maybe he'd jump back into being a head coach, but he's very happy doing what he is now, and I'm sure Walt's happy to have him.
Second and long. Sheehan wants to throw. Looks over the middle. He's got a man. It's Halliday who will make the catch and then fumble the football. It'll be Jackson on the recovery. Halliday hit hard at the 40-yard line, slow to get up, and on the recovery, it will be Mike Petrizzo, number 32. Halliday still down right now. He took a hard shot as he caught the football.
Joe Cosino, the longtime athletic trainer, heads out on the field with the medical staff. Boy, that was a nice-looking play, too. They just ran the quick post to Halliday, and Sheehan put the ball right on the spot. But as you said, a jarring hit resulting in the fumble. Right now, the concern is for Zach Halliday.
Halliday will stay down here, and why he does, we will take a timeout and come back with an update for you when we can. 9:16 to go in the third. It is Jackson 7 and Southern 6. Let's step out for a 60-second timeout. Back with more high school football on the Shore Sports Network. And we are back here. It looks like Halliday, maybe a left arm injury, came off kind of holding the arm. So something on that side, arm, shoulder, maybe the concern, but able to walk at least under his own power. And on the first down, carry, Glover with a pickup of 2 off the right side. We'll make it 2nd and 8. Back here in the third quarter with 8:50 to go in quarter number 3. Jackson up 7-6 if you're just joining us on Southern Regional. 3 wide receiver set from the shotgun is DeMeo. He will put it in the basket of Glover, who will get dropped in the backfield. Clay Robinson, number 66, and Mason Fusikas, the tackle end combination on the right side for Southern. Both in on the stop. Loss of about 3. We'll make it 3rd and 11.
I'll tell you who's very happy is Mason Fusikas' granddad, who's listening in Chicago, has listened to every game we've broadcast during his career. Talked to him yesterday, Grandpa. Grandson's playing a heck of a football game tonight.
Makes it fun when you have that thing called the internet. You can listen online at shoresportsnetwork.com to any of our broadcasts. Split wide receiver set now. Fusikas maybe going to look to put pressure on 3rd down and 11. Coming off the left end. Play action for DeMeo. Will quickly go over the middle. Look for a man. Curate. That is intercepted. Stepped up in front. Vinny Coleccia on the pick. Another turnover for the Jackson offense. And the Rams will have it 1st and 10 from their own 48-yard line.
Well, listen, if you're going to be that charitable and keep giving Southern the ball, they're liable to take advantage of one of these turnovers. Once again, they'll have great field position. Coleccia had the inside position on it, not fooled at all by the play action. Stepped in front, picked it off. Rams football at their own, about 48, Matt?
That is correct, their own 48. Second interception tonight by DeMeo, 6th on the season. Jackson has turned the football over 3 times tonight. Has really hurt their cause offensively in what has been an offensively challenged game so far for both teams. Coming on now is the Ram offense. It'll be number 25. That is Ryland Winkler to operate in the backfield with Grant Bissey. 3 wide receivers set. Sheehan getting a whole lot of yelling from the sideline. Chuck Donahue, as animated as we see the normally kind of reserved head coach, Sheehan will get whistled for a delay of game, and it will back up the Rams 5 yards, something you don't normally see off a change of possession.
Yeah, on a first down play, normally the play's already been called.
Coleccia and Kazicki this time will come near sideline to the right. Up top to the left is Halliday. Sheehan wants to throw. This one deflected in the air. And almost making a break on it was Jared Calhoun, the corner. Ken Bradley got his hands on it, dropping in the coverage from his linebacker spot. Incomplete pass, make it 2nd and 15.
Up at Count Basie Field, Red Bank Catholic has scored again following an interception, a short touchdown run, 34-7. Casey's lead Middletown South.
Seems to be a bit of a theme up there every time we update that one. It's an RBC touchdown. Same set. Slot receiver combo with Kosicki off to the right. Movement up front. This will be against Southern. and back them up five more to make it now second and 20. 7:43 to go in our third quarter. It is a 7-6 ball game in favor of Jackson.
I'll tell you, Matt, Southern's up front has given up a lot of weight to this Jackson front unit. They've got some big, big bodies up there.
Second and 20. Three wide receivers all into the pattern here for Sheehan. Looking over the middle. This one is intercepted. Picked off at midfield. It will be Jackson football. Zach Tetro, the outside linebacker, read it beautifully. Little hook pattern set up, and Tetro with the interception.
Well, that was probably the most time Sheehan has had all night to throw the ball. Could not find a receiver, and just not a well-thrown football that time.
Yeah, most time with maybe the worst throw of the night. So Jackson, who just gave it away, will get it back and in good field position. Ball right at midfield. Jags trying to cash in and build on a 7-6 lead.
Welcome to Turnover City.
Both the receivers this time off to the right. To give us to Bradley off the left side. He will rumble his way, pick up 10, now 12 yards inside the 40. Tripped up at just about the 38-yard line. The chains will move. Tackled by Pat Ferraro, the defensive tackle, now on a first and 10 for Jackson inside the Ram 40-yard line.
Yeah, they have not given Bradley the ball that much tonight after all the success he had a week ago. And again, he does not look like a stellar running back in terms of moves. He just kind of bowls people over.
He just runs people over. It's been effective coming out of the backfield with a couple of nice catches on the night in the three-point stance in the fullback spot right now. Tight end off to the right. Southern showing blitz, and I believe showing a little too much of the blitz, and it will be offside against the Rams. So 5+ for Jackson now inside the 35. They will put it at the 34-yard line where it will be first and 5. 6:59 to go here in our third quarter. Jackson with the smallest of leads, 7-6 on top of Southern.
And threatening.
Curritt up top to the right. Adamiola. Near sideline left. Bradley again trying to pound his way off the right side. He'll pick up 3, maybe 3.5 to bring up a short situation. Second and a little less than 2 yards for Jackson.
I don't think you'll see anything all that crazy from Jackson right here. I think they're going to pretty much stick to the ground game. I like the idea they've worked Bradley in a little bit. Might be Glover's turn now.
Glover, the deep man in the eye. Split wide outset. Tight end. Off to the right. It will be Glover's turn. Off the right side, looking for the first down. And from where the referees are running in, going to be close. I think just a little bit shy at about the 29.5-yard line. Need to get fully to the 29. Make it third down and short. Clay Robinson leading the men in black on the tackle. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Time ticking away here in this A-South matchup between the Rams and the Jaguars.
Jackson certainly in four down territory here. 2 shots to make a half a yard.
Packing the box in again with 9 guys is the Ram defense. DeMeo will give it to Bradley. He looks like he's going to have enough for the first down. Closer to the 28-yard line. That should be enough to move the chains and give Jackson a fresh set of 4 to work with.
That 5-yard penalty helped out on that series. Jags pick up the first down and continue this drive with a 7-6 lead as we approach the 5-minute mark in a fast-moving third quarter.
You have to think anything, Kevin, that would give you a 2-score advantage would be big in this game, especially the way that both teams offensively have been unable to put together any real big plays. Curritt and Adamiola this time come slot receiver combo off the left. Play action in the flat. Bradley, the intended target, ball was tipped, and it will be an incomplete pass, set up second and 10.
That's the play they've had success with, where they fake at the Glover, and DeMeo just rolls a little bit and then hits Bradley, dropping out of the backfield. But obviously Rams coaches and defensive coordinator Matt Abato made that adjustment at halftime. They had that one read pretty well.
Looked like Ryan Winkler, the defensive end, had the deflected ball. Make it now second and 10. Clock stopped with 4:43 to go. In the third, split wide outset again. This time, Celedonio, the tight end, coming off to the left side of the formation. DeMeo up under center. Will give it to Glover off the right side. He'll have a big hole. First down and more. Rumbles his way down inside the 15. Tackled at about the 12, maybe the 13-yard line. Gazicki among those in on the stop in the back 4 for the Rams. First down for Jackson.
Well, they had bottled Glover pretty good in this half, but he found that seam that time and hits the hole in a hurry, and there was finally an opening. Gets it down to about the 12-yard line of Southern. A lot of pressure now on the Rams defense.
has played pretty well during the course of tonight. They have forced a bunch of turnovers. See if they can maybe hold the Jags out of the end zone here. I said again, option play. They'll give it to the fullback up the middle, Bradley, who will gain just about 2 to the 10-yard line, a hard 2 yards, make it 2nd and 8.
68, Matt.
Doug Vandeveld, sophomore defensive lineman on that tackle.
2nd and 8 here.
Another big play with just about 3.5 to go. Again, the split wideout set. Pro-type offense, old-style pro offense, out of the eye. Glover gets it off the right side. He'll push a blocker in front of him and work it down to just about the 5-yard line. 5-yard pickup. It'll be 3rd and short. Glover tough to tackle when he gets downhill just a little bit. He's had success between the tackles.
Yeah, they really haven't run anything wide, right? This has just been power eye football.
Mentioned the size of some of the guys up front, a bit bigger than the Rams' 5-man defensive line. And on now 3rd down, and let's call it a long 2. Ball from the right hash mark. Curate and Adamiola split it. Bradley gets it, runs off the right side. Not going to have enough for the 1st down.
Nope.
Got down to the 4, needs to get closer to the 3. And we'll see. 4 down territory for Jackson, perhaps.
Yeah, you know what? If you think about it, Matt, the field goal doesn't do much because
Southern really doesn't have a kicker.
I was going to say, Southern doesn't have a kicker, so there's really no reason. You got to go for it here. 4th down, and it's going to be a long 1.
Rams making a late change, getting an extra big body in the game.
Power eye.
Yep, 3 backs in the backfield, tight ends either way. DeMeo will give it to Celedonio, who will have the 1st down and more. Working his way down towards the goal line, will get inside the 2. That will be a 1st down for Jackson. First time tonight that Vinny Celedonio carries the football and comes up with a big 1st down for Jackson.
It'll be 1st down and goal.
First time we saw that wishbone type look from Jackson with the fullback and 2 halfbacks. Tight ends on either side. That will be the formation here again. Glover and Celedonio, the 2 halfbacks. Bradley, the 3-point stance. He will get the carry off the left side, getting forward and into the end zone for a touchdown. 2-yard score for Ken Bradley to put Jackson up 13-6 with the extra point upcoming.
His 7th rushing touchdown of the season. Now, even with the extra point, it is still a 1-score game for Southern, where a touchdown and 2-point conversion could tie it.
Jared Calhoun on for the extra point to make it a full 8-point spread. Old-fashioned football for Jackson working on that scoring drive. Good snap, good hold, kick is up, and it is good. Make it 14-6, Jackson, with a minute 27 to go in the 3rd quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of the Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week right after this on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now back to the Sunny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And we welcome you back here from the home of Southern Regional. Rams and Jackson playing an old-style A-South game. These two longtime rivals doing battle here. Jackson has scored their 2nd touchdown of the night to take a 14-6 advantage as Calhoun will kick it off from the 40-yard line. Puts a decent charge into this one. It'll be Jensen from his 7. Out to the 15. Running left to the 20. Looking for a seam far sideline. Has a bit of a hole as he runs into the Jackson sideline with a late flag coming out. That'll be a late hit on someone. Out to about the 33-yard line. And normally that's a defensive penalty. So you would think a plus 15 perhaps coming.
That would get the ball near midfield. Let's see what they call. Personal foul.
It is against Jackson, yep. So it should go out to about the 48-yard line. It's one of those penalties. If you're a head coach, you just look at the guy who did it and say, why? We didn't need that.
Yep.
And made the tackle, and now the ball does go out to the Rams' 48-yard line. So, you know, Kevin, the one thing that this Southern offense couldn't complain with, I think like they've had pretty good field position all night long.
Boy, you're not kidding.
And another opportunity here. On a 1st and 10, late in the 3rd quarter with a minute 19 to go. Logan Sheehan will come on, the 6-foot senior quarterback. Has a touchdown pass tonight thrown to Mike Gazicki, who will be the near side wide receiver, the offensive right. Movement up front. It'll be a procedure penalty against Southern.
Well, I tell you know, that'll just drive coaches crazy. That is back-to-back possessions on 1st down that Southern has committed a penalty. The delay of game the last time and then the procedure there And that's the kind of stuff that just, at this point in the season, should not happen.
Yeah, and you dig yourself a pretty big hole. You get off schedule a little bit, is what they would say. You go from first and 10 to now first and 15.
For an offense that really has not moved the ball all that well.
Split back set for Sheehan. Receivers either side. He'll get it, look to throw. Looking right, wants to throw good to Gesicki, who will make the catch in front of Glover. Will get five, maybe six.
Well, you get the yardage you lost back, right?
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
And just about a yard plus. So a six-yard gain, make it second and nine.
You know, and the reason I like that play is if you do that a couple times, all of a sudden Glover starts creeping up, and then you have a chance of hitting a go route.
Well, if you throw it to the outside where that ball was thrown and a little high, the only one who's going to catch it is Gesicki, who is just about 7 inches bigger than Glover. Second and nine. Sheehan looking to throw again. Will dump it into the flat. Bradley on the coverage. Bissy the intended target. Rams wanting a pass interference. No flags on the play.
Thought he might have got there a little early.
Close, but no penalty.
So it'll be third down and about nine.
We're on the Rams sideline of the home team press box. That non-call not greeted very well by the hometown fans. Third and nine for Sheehan. He's looked at throwing again. Drops back. Has time. Dancing. Good coverage down the field. Now going to run off to the left side. In trouble. Looking to turn the corner. Gets the midfield and then runs out of bounds. That is what you would call a coverage play down the field. He did not have anyone open to throw to. And maybe, Kevin, a bit of a mistake by the receivers. No one broke back to him either as he started to run off to his left.
And I think that's, you know, in some cases maybe some inexperience, but you're right. As he started rolling to his left, the patterns have to change. Guys standing on the right flat are not doing anyone any good.
Fourth down now and about eight after a one-yard pickup. Gesicki on to punt it away. And looks like we'll have a timeout taken by Jackson. We'll keep it here as we're close to a quarter break coming up anyway with 24 seconds to go and a 14-6 advantage for the Jags.
Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive in Tom's River has been a trusted and reliable business for fixing cars and trucks for over 30 years. That's Mark, the transmission guy. Same old guy, just a new name. Reminder coming up at the end of tonight's game, we present the Please Bar and Grill Ocean Trophies Player of the Game.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams on your broadcast tonight. Ed Saraluca with the night off. Brad Burascano and Brian Cedillo, our engineering crew, on fourth and eight. Rams have to punt the football away. Aaron Kurett going back deep will stand at his own 12-yard line. And Gesicki looking to step into it right around his own 40. When he gets it and will look to fake it, throw it over the middle, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Tetro. Running forward at the 40-45. We'll take it down to about the Ram 40-yard line. Gesicki had it. Jackson kind of knew it was coming. They dropped players into coverage, and Tetro with the interception, the third pick of the night for Jackson.
Well, I'm going to guess here a little bit. Any chance Jackson called the timeout to alert the players to the possibility of a fake punt? It was a strange time to call the timeout.
Well, good discussion if that's what took place.
Absolutely.
And heads-up coaching on the far side. Now late in the third, Jags will have it. First and 10 from the Ram 41-yard line. From the eye, it will be Bradley, the fullback, to get it. He'll pick up one, and that'll take us to the end of the third quarter. Last tackle, Winkler and Bellissimo on the stop. It'll be second and nine when we come back after a quick 30-second timeout with Jackson leading Southern by a score of 14-6. You're listening to the Sunnys Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.